It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
My first guest, Jane Lamps. And let me tell you a little about Jane Lamps. Jane Lamps is president and founder of Corporate Speech Solutions and a licensed and certified speech and language pathologist. She is facilitating both individuals and groups in Fortune 500 companies and small businesses with proven strategies to accelerate communication effectiveness. Corporate Speech Solutions has guided employees and effective executives from Ernst & Young, PricewaterhouseCoopers, the Carlyle Group, Citigroup, Harry Winston, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and many, many more. Jane Lamps, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you, Bert. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, you know what? I'm excited to have you here. Here you are. You're a corporate speech solution person, or the company is called Corporate Speech Solutions, and you're a speech language pathologist. And so you come into a company, and you help them do what? I mean, walk me through why a company hires you.
A company hires me for a variety of reasons. The simplest and easiest is to help their employees communicate with greater clarity and confidence. And what employee does not need that? Our premier program that we are hired for the majority of the time is our accent reduction training program for both native and non-native English speakers.
Okay, so somebody like myself who was born in Cuba would get involved with your premier program to help me eliminate my accent, which is what I did.
Okay.
Not with your company, but with another group, I went and was able to get some accent reduction solutions, and which it does help, and especially here in America, it's better to have a neutral or no accent, right? What do you think?
Well, Bert, you did a great job because you certainly sound very neutralized. I, however, do not promote neutralizing anyone's accent or removing it. I get calls all the time where people say, I want to get rid of my accent. And I'm the first one to say to them, why would you want to eliminate your accent? It's your culture. It's your heritage. It's who you are. For you, Bert, you're a radio host. I understand it. But for the typical business executive, our goal, again, is that they communicate with clarity and confidence, not that they eliminate their accent. Since you went through it, you know how hard that job is to work to the neutralization, and many people don't have that time. So, again, our goal is clarity and confidence, increasing clarity and confidence.
Well, excellent. So let's talk about this. First of all, what was the inspiration? What inspired you to get going with Corporate Speech Solutions?
Well, do you want the very politically energized answer or the simple radio talk show answer?
I want the truth.
Well, I can give you the truth in a very concise way. I had a very long history as a speech language pathologist in healthcare. So I think that pretty much says where the road would have gone if we had all the time in the world. And although I absolutely loved every minute of working with the individuals in long-term care facilities that were sick from a stroke or a head trauma or Parkinson's disease, I always had a passion for business. And I went to a professional convention one year, and there was a booth of these corporate speech language pathologists. So what that means is you're combining business with the expertise of being a speech language pathologist. and it was probably the most magical moment of my life, or my professional life, I should say, because I arrived. I knew that this was what I was meant to do my whole life.
The light bulb went off and you went, yes.
Absolutely. And in a million years, I never expected the business to really grow, develop, and be what it is today, 8 years from the day I created it. And it has just been the best professional journey.
All right, so let me ask you this. What are some of the common obstacles that individuals face when it comes to professional speaking?
There are actually three very, very common obstacles, and probably every single person listening will smile and nod their head when I say them. The first one is the tendency to speak too quickly, and as a result of speaking quickly, they tend to swallow their words. When I do a presentation like I did yesterday, I'm doing tonight, I love to do a comparison of pairs of words such as bad and bat, or recent and receipt. If you swallow the ends of those words, your listener will have to play back your message to figure out, well, which word fit into the context of what she was saying. Now, while they're playing it back, the listener is still speaking, and there's a breakdown in the communication. So the rapid speech, swallowing of the words, those are two tremendous obstacles. And the third is the tendency to speak too softly. Going back again to the non-native English speakers, there is a shared feeling that if I speak in a softer voice, people may not hear my accent as much, when in fact, if they're speaking softly, it's even that much more difficult for the person to understand what they're saying. So the soft voice, the rapid speech, and swallowing words are the three biggest or most common obstacles that I see.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come right back speaking with Jane Latz about speaking with confidence and clarity right after this.
Did you bring the camera phone?
I did.
Do you want to go first?
I've been waiting for this all day.
Okay, this is Fro
and Stacy.
Introducing Chase Quick Deposit. Just photograph the front and back of your check using the Chase mobile app on your iPhone and hit send.
It went through?
So cool.
This is so cool.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, it was nice.
Make a deposit from anywhere, anytime with your iPhone.
To Mr. and Mrs. Walker, why would they send my parents a check?
Chase what matters.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
Hey, guys, we're back. We're speaking with Jane Latz, is president and founder of Corporate Speech Solutions, and really helping us to understand how to speak with more confidence and more clarity, which I think is one of the things that probably will help all of us to get our message across. Let's talk about this, because in the beginning of the segment, you know, we started talking about training and accent reduction, and we probably kind of jumped ahead. Can you explain to our audience what this is all about?
What the accent reduction training is all about?
Yes, please.
Okay. Our goal with the accent reduction program is to help people, both business professionals, individuals, seek greater confidence by reducing some of the sounds that interfere with the clarity of their spoken message. When we start, we do an evaluation, a very extensive evaluation. Every single program we offer is custom designed. This is not something you click on the internet and millions of people get the exact same program. Everything's custom designed. So we begin with an evaluation that looks at every sound in standard American English, as well as volume, rate of speech, stress and intonation patterns, and anything that might be interfering with the successful delivery of their message. The client also tells us a little bit about their goals and their business so we can incorporate. We can customize the business words. If we work with the pharmaceutical industry, we can use a lot of industry-specific terminology, finance, their terminology. So the first step is that evaluation. And then the ideal for an individual or a group, we do also do groups and companies, is to meet weekly for the training based on that evaluation. And I also want to share, which is so important, that I often tell companies, hire me first to come in and do a presentation on the topic, business communication skills for the non-native English speaker. This way, many HR personnel don't have to feel that they're singling out any employee. I come in, I do a dynamic presentation, and I say if anyone's interested in private or small group training in the company, tell your HR manager, tell your boss, and that way they sign up and they're excited about it. And if I may, just tell any of your listeners in the New York area that I am actually giving that presentation tonight at the New York Public Library, and it is a free event. So if I can just, you know, share that, I want everyone to know about it.
Absolutely. So you guys in the New York area, what time tonight is this free presentation at?
It is at 6 o'clock at the library on Madison and 34th Street, known here as the Sybil Library for Science, Industry, and Business. And it is in the lower level. It's free. That's a rare event. And it's very exciting. And it's first come, first seated. And it's called Accent Reduction Made Easy for New Yorkers, people who speak English as their first and only language, and for non-native English speakers.
I love it. I love it. Dane Latch, we're out of time. Wonderful to have you on the show. Look forward to having you back again another time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I look forward to meeting with you again.